Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning. This is Pat Council and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. And this is Wonderful Wednesday. This is the day where we discover a lot of wonderful things, especially the day where we tap into our own personal wisdom. And when I say personal wisdom, I'm talking about your God-given wisdom. I often hear people use phrases like, conventional wisdom, worldly wisdom. Well, the reality of it is that's not wisdom. Those are just sayings. And so when we talk about wisdom, wisdom comes directly from God, tapping into your spirit and listening to that still small voice or that inner man that's guiding you toward being your very best and strengthening you to have the discipline to go for more in your life. Now, why do we want to go for more? It isn't about having things and stuff, but it is about bringing out the extraordinary you. You are extraordinary. I often hear people say things like average people are this and average people are that. Or there are sometimes a lot of motivational speakers that talk about taking the average person and turning them into something extraordinary. Listen, you were made by God. You are already extraordinary. The only thing that anyone can do is to help you bring that to the forefront. But no one can make you become extraordinary. No one can turn you into an extraordinary person. You're already that. You already have everything that you need to succeed, to get started on your best journey in your life. The key is to make the decision to get started. So what does it take to bring out being extraordinary? Let's talk a little bit about that on this show today on Designing Your Life Today. The only thing that makes us average is actually our daily behavior. And that's where we kind of get that phrase from. It's kind of how you do everything that you do on a daily basis that's actually beneath what you should be doing or what you could be doing or who you really are. So that's where we get the phrase average, is that everybody has adopted this a certain philosophy, or a large group of people have adopted a certain philosophy and defined that as the norm. And that's what makes us average. Does it mean it's right? No. A lot of times it means that we are performing less than. It's kind of like being graded on a curve. So the teacher grades on a curve because there's only one or two students that excelled, and everybody else, if the teacher went with the original grade, they would get a D or an F. So they grade on a curve. Instead of making the others raise their game, they lower the standard. And that's how we kind of start to define what's average. And the other two stand out as extraordinary, when in reality, we're all extraordinary in our own way, not just because of a grade. So the only thing that makes us average is our daily behavior. And no one can make you extraordinary, as I was saying a few minutes ago. The reality of it is that you have to recognize your authentic personal power, and you've got to step into it. You've got to say, hey, you know what? This is who I am, and I'm amazing, and it's okay if I step into being my very best. It's not okay if I pretend to be less than so I can make other people feel good. It's not okay if I don't earn a lot of money because other people have an issue with me earning more money. These things aren't okay. Because what really isn't okay is that you are holding back for the sake of another human being, and that you are operating on a level that's less than, and really depriving yourself of your best life. And if you have children, they see that. And guess what? They're going to grow up and they're going to behave the exact same way. And of course, if you have children, you want the best for your children. We all want the best for our offspring. And so the thing is that you want to step into that amazing vision that you have for your life. And in other words, do not settle for being less than your best. We sometimes call others extraordinary because they're performing at their highest and best levels in life. They're going for their dreams without that fear. And even if they're afraid, they are mustering up enough confidence and courage to move forward and to make it happen. They have a vision for their lives and they are tapping into their God-given purpose to fulfill it. We all have actually an obligation to do that. Why? Because we're connected to one another. And if you're excelling, you're going to give me the courage and excitement to excel. You're going to actually give me let's say you're going to cause me to become more creative and free up my imagination, because I'm going to see, wow, that person's doing it. And I'm going to ask questions of myself. How come you're not doing it? How can you be better? How can you go to the next level? Notice I didn't say, how can you be like that person? How can you have what they have? Notice I didn't say that, because there's no one like you. You are extraordinary. I mean, think about it. I mean, God made you, and the Bible even references the fact that he knows how many hairs are on your head. Could you be any more extraordinary? I don't think so, other than the fact that you're not walking in it. So don't turn that down. Don't turn down what's already in you. Step into it. Bring it to the forefront. So let's get back to finding out, how do we bring out your extraordinary self? How do we bring that to the forefront? How do you step into that? Because I can assure you, that is where the happiness is, the joy. That's where you start to find more confidence in yourself. That's where you become more comfortable being you. And that's where you're more excited about being you. And as a result, oh man, can you see a group of excited people? We talk about our Power Up Nation, where 1 million people are doing life with power. Can you imagine 1 million people who are confident, full of courage, out there living their dreams, carrying out their vision, carrying out their God-given purpose, and being so passionate about it, and letting their power come to the forefront? You know, sometimes when people think about power, they think of it in a negative term because of all the shows that are on television. Don't let that sway you. Being powerful is not about being a bully. It's not about selling dope. It's not about being the drug lord, king lord, or whatever they're called. It's not about that. That's not being powerful, okay? That's being a bully, okay? And that's not who you are, right? Of course not. So the thing is, don't get it confused, because if you go and reference the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but it tells us that he's given us a spirit of what? Power. Okay. Now it says power, and when we talk about that, and of course you can read the scripture, I believe it's 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 7th verse. Yes. So read that on your own and get the rest of it. But that's the first word that's mentioned, is power. And so power is something that all human beings have. And so when we talk about doing life with power, we're saying step into who you're meant to be and don't shy away from it, you guys. Power up and get to where it is you really want to be. Speaking of which, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and check out my new video where I'm introducing Designing Your Life Today. We're making some changes, and Designing Your Life Today is really, we're positioning it so that everything is on one page and you can actually listen to the show and click on the downloads and get it all right there in one shot. So that's still being set up. And so there's the video that's introducing Designing Your Life Today. Check it out, you guys. Love to know what you think. Post it on our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. All right, let's get back to, how do you bring out your extraordinary? Well, you want to, first of all, you know, look at your life. I mean, you have to stop living by default and start paying attention to your life by taking the time to design it. Don't sit back and watch all the political stuff on television and the political race and all of that. And I had mentioned earlier this year that we were going to kind of follow that race, and I'm not going to follow it, but you will hear me talk about it periodically on our show here. Instead of doing a whole segment on it, I thought, oh my goodness, I started doing that and it was so boring for me. And they would say things that are so ridiculous, as though we're all just total idiots. So I thought, okay, you know what? Push that to the side and we'll get to that. But I will cover some of what's going on with the political in the political arena, because I think it's important that we pay attention and understand what we're being told, and that we kind of see what we're not being told. So we'll get back to that. However, the thing is, you know, instead of sitting around and looking at that and waiting to see what they're going to do, or in terms of your boss, you're oh no, I don't know if I'll have a job tomorrow. They're talking about closing down or downsizing some of us. Instead of walking on the side of fear, walk on the side of power, because I can assure you, you are extraordinary. You can bring things to the forefront. Listen, Designing Your Life Today, this podcast came about as a result of me going through certain things during the economic downturn. And I thought, you know what, there has to be more to it. And you know what, I relied on my God-given talents. Okay, talking is one of my God-given talents. I'm good at it, you guys. And there are things that you are amazing at doing also. So you want to stop living by default and start paying attention to your life by actually designing it, and by saying, you know what, what's already here in me? What am I good at already? What is it I've always wanted to do? So take a look at those things. And we're going to expound on this in shows to come, because I really want everyone who listens to us to get this, and I want you to pass the word on. I really want 1 million people doing life with power, because it is oh so necessary in this day and time. When 1 million people are doing life with power, we cause an amazing shift. And at that point, nobody's running our lives. Nobody's making ridiculous laws and shoving things down our throats that we absolutely don't want. All right, so you want to stop living by default and start paying attention to your life by designing it. You want to pay attention. So the other thing, or number two, would be you want to, what are you focused on? You know, what books are you reading, or what audios are you listening to? I mean, what are you really listening to when it comes to your daily life? Are you watching the news and taking all of that negativity in? Are you actually watching those shows that are out there nowadays? They are so not good. I mean, everybody's sleeping with everybody and justifying it and making it seem as though it's okay. Okay, I'm just gonna say it, it's nasty. All right, there, I put it out there. So I mean, really, how many different partners do you really need before you figure out your life? So the thing about that, have you noticed that in these shows, they always break up and nothing ever really works out? There's only a few shows where they kind of stay in the game, and we'll talk about some of those later. But the point is, what are you focused on? Are you focused on that fictional drama? Yeah, so, you know, what books are you reading? And if you say, I don't like to read, what audios are you listening to? You don't like to listen to audios? Then watch something very differently, okay? Or something very different. So watch something very different. But I would suggest that you kind of get over yourself a little bit, because if you were taught how to read, there's a reason why there are books out there, because they are filled with information that can help you to follow your vision. So I would say call on your discipline and step up and start doing what you need to do so you can have that life. Hey, even if you only have to read like 5 books a year that kind of fall in line with your vision or your purpose or this path, and you can find books on that, you want to go out there and do it. Now, there are also books that you need that can actually spark vision within you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to recommend some great books to start with, and to some of them you may want to make a part of your library. And I keep saying I'm going to do this video and upload it so you guys can see my library. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it a point, because I have books everywhere. So I am going to actually put it on video so you can see it live, and there you can see that I'm not just telling you to do something that I haven't been doing for years. And it does work. You know, someone once said, readers are leaders. Okay, but not all leaders are readers, of course. So the thing is that you want to give yourself the opportunity to be a leader, even if you're leading your household, even if you're leading just your own life, okay? And books can certainly enlighten you and take you to that next level. And so I'm going to recommend some audiobooks and some books for you. You can go to our website and check those out. And you know, we're making it simple for you now. So go to Mention on Show and you'll see good stuff there. The other thing is, A journal. Get a journal and start recording events in your life. And so, number one is stop living by default and start paying attention to your life by designing it. Number two is, what are you focused on? What books are you reading? What audios are you listening to? And number three is, get a journal and start recording events in your life. And when you do that, you can see patterns that go against the success vision that you have for your life. So you can see those patterns and you can see what you're doing that isn't working out for you. You can see what you're repeating over and over and over again. It took me a while to figure out that I was repeating certain things over and over again. But once I start journaling, and then I would go back and read what I had written like 6 months ago, and I thought, wait, I did this. Oh, wait, I did this, and I'm still doing it. And then I go back and look a year or even 2 years. I've been keeping journals for years. And as a matter of fact, you know, I found one of my journals. Well, it wasn't hard to find. It's on my bookshelf. And I pulled one out and I thought, you know what, let's look back at my life. And this journal is about 10 years old. And I started reading certain things and I thought, wow. I saw where my mind had grown and the areas in which I had grown in, but I also saw the areas that needed some work. I saw the areas that I kept repeating the exact same thing that was contrary to me bringing out my extraordinary self, contrary to me being my best self, and actually delivering or serving the purpose for which I was put here on this earth. So I saw that pattern and I was able to interrupt that pattern, get information that will help me change that pattern and to do something that's more productive. So journaling is not to be sold short. So you can get journals. Listen, I love to journal, and you heard me just mention about a journal I pulled off my shelf from 10 years ago. And so on the site, for those of you who say, well, I don't know which journal to buy or what to buy, I love journals, and I got tons of them, and I'll show you those too in a video. And the thing is that in these journals, I love writing in them. And you say, well, I don't like to write. Well, just journal and jot down one or two sentences so you can start to see your patterns, okay? Because people say you can't see yourself. The only reason we can't see ourselves the way other people see us is because we're not looking, because we're not paying attention, because our ego is blinding us. But when you journal and you go back and look, your ego can try as much as it wants or as hard as it can. You will not be blinded. So start journaling. So I've recommended some of the journals that I think are really great to start with. And I think you should actually purchase a journal, because the putting them in the binder, and I have actually purchased my journals, and I found that having those books on my shelf the way they were, it inspires me to write in the books because of how they look, and I just get accustomed to that particular book in my mind. I have that picture, and I made it a habit. It made it easier to become a habit, and they were smaller than a binder, so I could just grab it and write in it. So the thing is that these are some of the things that you can do to bring out your extraordinary. I'm going to give you two more, and then we're going to find out what other goodies we have for you on Wonderful Wednesday. The other thing is, I asked you, are you designing a life by default? Are you living by default, or are you paying attention to your life? So the fourth thing I would say to you is that living by default would be doing the if then. Well, if the economy changes, then I'll do that. Or saying when I get some money, then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to open that business, or then I'm going to do XYZ, or whatever it is you're going to do. When I do, you know, these things never come, because power is in the present moment. And if you're always living in the future, that means you're not planting the right seeds in the present moment. And so your extraordinary self comes out right there in your very present self. What you're doing right now, what I'm doing here now, talking to you. And I hope you guys are inspired by listening to this, because I'm inspiring myself. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm planting seeds, not just by inspiring myself, but I'm also planting seeds by sharing information that I know will help people to become more extraordinary, in other words, to step into the real you. And as a result, that brings me joy. So that's the fruit of the spirit. So at this present moment, I'm actually strengthening one of the fruits of my spirit. probably more than that, because I love sharing this information. So there it is, another fruit, love. And so the thing is that you, when you operate in the present moment, and you actually start to pay attention to your life, and in the present moment, you say, you know what, enough is enough, this is what I'm going to do. And that's a present moment statement. And I'm going to do this now, starting now. So write down what you're going to do now. And the final one, number five that I have for you, is design a life based on where you want to be. If you want to bring out your extraordinary, now that's where you do kind of see yourself in the future as to how you want your life to play out. Then you come back to the present moment and you design your life based on where you want to be. And if you say, I don't even know how to do that, well, I have a few things that you can get immediately. My book, The Power, guides you through that. And also my book, High Impact Power Goal Setting, which is designed to help you project your goals out for 5 years. That will help you do that. Now, your life's going to change over a five-year period, and you may change those goals, but at least have some kind of vision as to where you want to be and where you're going. And we're going to bring you other tools to help you get to learn how to design your life based on where you want to be. I have a webinar that's coming up soon, and it's going to teach you how to earn $10,000 a month based on your vision for your life. And so in that, you're going to learn a little bit from that. And we're going to make that free for you, because I want to make sure that you guys get this and you get to where it is you want to be. So that's all I have for you today. So as we wrap up, I just want to let you know that you can check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. You can see a lot of goodies that we have for you there that were mentioned on the show, things that you can download. And also, you can, the free ebook that I have for you, it's an ebook that tells you how to earn $3,000 between now and Christmas, before Christmas. And so you can actually implement this starting next week, and you will definitely earn $3,000 if you follow through on the information that's in that book. We also have a giveaway for you, and you can go to our website at Designing Your Life Today and check out the money giveaways that I found for you. And these are some of the, and I don't get paid for sharing that with you. Some of the affiliate links, yes, I do make a few pennies, but that doesn't come out of your pocket, and it's of no consequence to you in terms of how it affects your income. It doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form, but I just wanted to be upfront with you guys. However, the giveaways, I don't get paid anything. The download sheets and those kind of things, those things are absolutely free for you. The webinar I'm going to bring to you to teach you how to do earn 10,000 K a month, free. Also the ebook free. So you guys are getting a lot of goodies, because I want to help you move the needle forward. And I can assure you, I'm not recommending anything to you that I either haven't used or that I don't believe in. Now, when I say, or, it means I've used it and I believe in it at the same time. And so I'm recommending products that I know work, or sites that you can visit that I know will help you get to where it is you want to be. Listen, you got to pay attention to your own life to get to where it is you want to be. You want to bring out your extraordinary, then start paying more attention to you. And if you say, well, I've got family and I've got all of that, the best thing you can give your family is to be your best self, because that's going to help them evolve and become their best self. And believe me, everybody's going to be a whole lot happier. Hey, you guys, have an amazing day. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday, and do life with power.